This is KCUR 89.3. The new block galleries at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art showcase 200 years of European art, including works from the collection of Marion and Henry Block. Think 19th century artists like Degas, Manet, and Van Gogh. But visitors might also be dazzled by some of the technological upgrades from sound to lighting. KCUR's Laura Spencer reports.
It's early afternoon on a Sunday at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. It's a preview of the new block galleries. Members Denise Dowd and Jill Burton sit on a bench with an iPad. They're trying out a new app called Gallery Plus, as Dowd explains.
You can figure out which artist you would be. It's just this interactive thing, and we've been mostly really fascinated with playing around with the light on this Monet that's in front of us right here.
Dowd and Burton live in the neighborhood, and they've been monitoring the progress from outside the Nelson's original 1933 building, just waiting to get inside. Museum officials have also been waiting. A decade ago, the Block building opened with a temporary exhibition of Marion and Henry Block's collection of Impressionist and Post-Impressionist artists, luminaries like Matisse, Monet, and Renoir. The Blocks gifted the 29 works to the museum, but the question was how to display them all. $12 million from the Block Family Foundation funded this new suite of galleries, merging the Block's collection with the museum's permanent one.
What was important for us was that his collection would marry, literally, the collection and the DNA of the Nelson Atkins.
That's museum director and CEO Julian Sugasagoitia. On a recent weekday morning, he led a media tour from the lobby of the Block building to the new Block galleries in the original building.
I invite all of you to follow me to go to the stairs. We're going to turn around to begin chronologically the tour.
Eric Heitman is a project architect and project manager with BNIM Architects. He says a narrow corridor used to connect a dozen small rooms. Now it's seven mostly larger galleries with the latest in lighting, Wi-Fi, and sound, all tucked into walls and ceilings.
Not only was it important to have this technology, but it was also important for this technology to be seamlessly integrated into the space. Mr. Block loves technology, but he doesn't like to see it.
In terms of technology, audio guides are not new to museums, but the Nelson Atkins is only the second museum in the country to offer a walking tour app called Detour. Chief Information Officer Doug Allen says visitors no longer have to check a number on the wall.
They simply walk into a new space, and the objects in that space magically appear on their phone. So now I can take a look at the audio stop for the croquet party.
A woman on the right prepares to strike the ball.
By freeing your hands, you really start engaging with the artwork.
Director of Curatorial Affairs Catherine Footer says these immersive walks will help guide visitors through the galleries.
That object in your hand, your phone or an iPod, is not distracting. And so you're listening and you're able really to look.
Dana Castro took an early look around the galleries with her six-year-old son, Isaac. He stood next to a large painting and said, "That's my favorite."
Claude Monet.
He likes the water lilies and Claude Monet. Like, he likes the water and the green colors and stuff. So that's his favorite artist.
It's like the galleries are beginning to recognize that people are in them. The gallery is beginning to animate for people.
Steve Waterman is the museum's director of presentation and experience, and he demonstrated with Monet's iconic water lilies some of the features of the new LED lighting system. It's tunable.
This first one is our gallery setting, and the second one, eyes on the painting, here it goes. The second one is a cooler setting.
The blue of the lily pond becomes more vivid. Few more tweaks and it brings out the light purple. Then Waterman returns the lighting to the original setting.
We basically did that as we worked through all of these paintings to try to tune each one, not to its extreme, but to just the right place.
Director Julian Sugasagoitia says what's most important to him is that people visit and discover the museum. And he says there's really not just one way to do that.
And what we want to encourage is each visitor to come with and with their own just feelings and sensitivity, because each one discovers not only the works of art that they like, but by doing so, discover oneself.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.
The Nelson Atkins Museum of Art will open the Block Galleries of European Art to the public tomorrow. Admission is free, but timed tickets are required this weekend.